Cape Talk.
The U.S. Report.
The U.S. Report brought to you by Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan, New York. We say a very good morning to you, Adrian. How are you doing?
Good morning, Az. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You know what, Adrian? I've given up on trying to say good evening to you because my mind just tells me it's morning my side, and so I'll just keep saying good morning to you on your side of the world. But
don't worry about it.
Nonetheless, Trump care. Let's talk about that.
Yes. So the GOP sweeping health care bill was killed on Monday following the defection of two more Republican senators. Party leaders announced that they will not vote on a replacement for the Affordable Care Act, a major defeat for President Donald Trump's young administration. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the GOP will actually vote to repeal Obamacare, despite the 23 million people who could potentially lose health insurance, but they'll vote with a two-year delay to let them devise a replacement. So the juggernaut of this whole thing started rolling with Senator John McCain, who underwent a craniotomy on Friday to remove a large blood clot above his eye. The fact that they didn't have his vote and the potential delay caused the bill's many opponents, including state governors, insurance companies, and voters, time to mobilize as they did at a protest all day in Washington. But here, Abs, is a clip of President Trump expressing his dismay upon hearing of the situation.
We'll go on and we'll win. We're going to win on taxes. We're going to win on infrastructure and lots of other things that we're doing. We've won and are winning the war, as you know, on the border. We're very much decimating ISIS. You can see that. You see that better than anybody sees it, the soldiers that are with us today. We've had a lot of victories, but we haven't had a victory on health care. We're disappointed. I am very disappointed because, again, even as a civilian, for 7 years I've been hearing about healthcare, and I've been hearing about repeal and replace, and Obamacare is a total disaster. Some states had over a 200% increase.
Aiden, I don't know if it's me, but Donald Trump does tend to lean on the military whenever he wants to push a point, and wherever he can, he'll use the military on how the previous administration failed, and that seems to win him favor.
Yeah, well, I mean, he is all about the win, the strength, the power. So, yeah, whatever represents that to him is going to, you know, he speaks in sweeping terms. He's going to take out this and take out that. And so the military is a good sort of metaphor or crutch for him. But the proportion of Americans who actually are approving of his job performance is 36%. Which is a 6-point drop since April that analysts are blaming on his handling of the health care reform and the Russian meddling in the 2016 campaign. So this is the lowest 6-month rating for any U.S. president in 70 years. Think about it. That's since World War II.
Yeah. All right.
So he's achieving in some areas.
Yeesh.
Setting records.
All right, not a problem. Negative or positive, he's achieving something. But also, I mean, U.S. Right. And Iran, what's the latest there?
So it reportedly took hours of arguing with the president, who has long railed against the nuclear deal made with Iran, but advisors, including Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, convinced him to recertify Iran's compliance over nuclear weapons, even as Trump reportedly ordered them to formulate a more aggressive strategy of sanctions towards Tehran. So officials said that they plan to introduce these sanctions, claiming that Tehran had violated the spirit of the deal, even if it technically complied with the terms. So by spirit, Abs, the Trump administration has pointed to Iran's development of ballistic missiles, U.S. concerns about human rights abuses, and the country's alleged support for terrorism in the region. So the U.S. must certify Iran's compliance with the nuclear deal for every 90 days. So we'll see what happens, in the late fall, whether or not Trump is going to keep on recertifying this nuclear deal.
And then also one of those stories, you know, that just breaks your heart whenever you hear about it, the whole Minnesota shooting. What's the latest developments?
The death of Justine Diamond, who is an Australian citizen who called 9/11 to report a possible sexual assault on Saturday night, only to be killed by a responding Minneapolis police officer, has left her grieving family, the neighborhood, and the nation demanding answers in this latest police-involved shooting of an unarmed civilian. So many of the details about the event in one of Minneapolis' more prominent neighborhoods have not been disclosed, aside from the fact that Diamond, who is in the States as a fiancé, of a U.S. citizen, called police to alert them of a crime in the alley behind her house. As she was talking to the responding officer, she wasn't in the squad car, but as she was talking to him at his window, she was shot across the front seat by Officer Mohammed Noor. So neither of the officers' body cameras nor their dashboard cameras were on. Diamond died of a gunshot wound to the abdomen. Noor is a second-year police officer. He has retained a lawyer, and the prosecutor of Minneapolis is considering pressing charges of wrongful death or homicide. We'll see what comes out of this.
You know, as far as I understand, I mean, not putting on your body cam or your car cam is also considered a criminal offense, unless I'm mistaken on that part.
No, you're right about that. Body cams and dashboard cameras are now essential parts of U.S. policing. So that is usually handled by internal affairs. So I'm not sure it's a prosecutable crime.
All right. And then just finishing off, I mean, we're talking about some what's happening on the U.S. intelligence side.
Sure. So when we're talking about the whole melee with Qatar that came sort of out of the blue last month. So a report from U.S. intelligence sources indicate that senior United Arab Emirates officials orchestrated May's cyber attack on Qatar state media, fabricating incendiary quotes from Qatari leader Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani. So those quotes, which Qatar has asserted were planted by hackers, led to the nation being shunned by several Gulf neighbors, including the UAE and Saudi Arabia, which unsuccessfully pressured Qatar to submit to a list of demands in exchange for lifting the blockade. So the UAE, of course, denies any involvement in these fake news reports, but it certainly seems as if they were involved.
Adrian, all right, as usual, once again, thank you so much for joining us. So it's just news all around the world. You're like, what is happening to this world that we're living in?
It's always so much, isn't it?
Yeah, no, you
always
just
so much.
You just got, but you've got to breathe through it. You've just got to hear it. We can't bury our heads in the sand. Adrian, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We chat again on Friday.
Thank you.
Cheers. Adrian Bruni. Sure. Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan, New York.